This was not what I was expecting to see when I walked into your old room. You were a total nerd, weren't you? Wow, you have a few shelves full of figurines. Some academic achievements over here. Dang, check out those Star Wars posters. At least it was nice of your mom to keep the room like this for you. Yeah, my old room was immediately converted into a craft room, and now I have to sleep next to a bunch of half-finished sewing projects. Yeah, I mean, of course I knew you were kind of nerdy. It's something I like about you for sure, but I'd be surprised to find out if you got any action in high school. You know, I'm just teasing you. I like that you're a nerd. In fact, I find it quite attractive. It's a quality I really admire about you. I find your intelligence and enthusiasm towards certain topics very, very sexy. Especially when that topic is me. What? I know. I'll be good. I'm sorry. I know we're just here visiting your family for your sister's wedding. I can pull it back a little bit. I'll try my best. For now. Yeah, I like your family a lot. They seem really nice. Although I did notice during the rehearsal dinner, your mom and your sister were kind of giving me a side eye. I don't know, maybe we just look really different together. Have you seen me? I'm covered in tattoos, piercings. And then there you are, this preppy, nerdy guy right next to me. It's kind of an obvious case of opposites attract. All I know is that it's something we both like about us, and others may not understand. Although I do hope she likes me. I'm trying to make a really good impression. Even using my best manners and being very considerate. Do you think she likes me? Yeah, I think if we give her some time, she'll warm up to the idea. It's kind of funny because, honestly, they should have been giving you the side eye. Why? Well, because they don't really know that side of you that I get to see. You know that side that likes when I take control of things? I know you don't always like to have a say in what we do, so I take over. You like when I have the plan set in place for us? Maybe enforce a few rules here and there, along with any punishments if they aren't followed. I know I said I'd be good. Well, so it looks like we're sleeping in your old room tonight. Thankfully, you have a queen-size bed. Oh, and I love those flannel sheets. We're gonna be all sweaty in them, aren't we? Here, you slide in first. It's okay if we cuddle, isn't it? Then come closer to me, Sally. Yeah, this is perfect. They don't know that you like to be my little spoon, do they? I like being able to wrap my arms around you, keeping you all warm and cozy. I know you do too. Oh, you are? Why, Why is that? You're nervous about tomorrow? Oh, yeah, you have your big speech. I think you've practiced it enough times. You sounded really good when I heard you. What's there to worry about? No, you're afraid you'll mess up. That's so sweet of you. You're such a good brother. There's no way you're gonna mess up. Just make sure to take a few deep breaths and speak from your heart. You got this. Here, let me help you relax some. I can pet your hair a little and rub your back. That always seems to relax you. You'll fall asleep soon. Does that feel good? Yeah. Just feel me against your back, holding you close. And soon you'll get nice and sleepy. You're already feeling better, aren't you? Yeah. Can feel your whole body start to relax. That's a good boy. Yeah, you're my good boy, aren't you? Supposed to be falling asleep, not getting excited. It's counterproductive to what I'm trying to do here. We have plenty of time for that when we get back home. Don't worry. Besides, I don't want us to make too much noise knowing your parents are in the room right next to us. That's right. I have to be on my best behavior. It's so funny to me. They don't even know all the things that I do to you. The things that drive you wild. I don't think they would look at you the same way if they found out. This sweet, nerdy guy who's actually into all sorts of devious activities with his sexy goth girlfriend. But it's fun keeping those type of secrets, isn't it? Yeah. Let's just focus back on falling asleep, okay? And try not to focus on what we could be doing instead. Trust me, I'm trying to as well. Good night, my sweet, nerdy boyfriend. I love you. You're still awfully wiggly. This isn't going to help you fall asleep if you keep squirming like this. Are all the back rubs not enough for you to fall asleep? Do you need me to take care of something else for you first? I can. You have to promise to stay quiet, though. because we wouldn't want your family to hear those moans that you let out. No, you definitely wouldn't want that. And you can get pretty loud too. So can I. So, why don't I cover your mouth with my hand as I reach around down the front of your pajamas with my other hand. I can take care of this problem for you in your pants. Yeah, you like that? Are you feeling better now? Of course you are. Having your sexy girlfriend's hand wrapped around your dick, who wouldn't feel some relief? Yeah, am I stroking it just how you like? Oh, fuck. Did you ever have a girl on this bed doing this to you? First. Fuck. Oh, that's so naughty. Does it turn you on, jerking you off in bed while your family's just in the other room? Oh, you're such a naughty boy. Wet your cock is. Oh my god, they have no idea that I treat you like my own little slut. I can feel you twitching in my hand when I call you a slut. You love it so much, don't you? Yeah, you're so fucking cute and needy for me. Those hips. Start fucking my hand. Good boy. Yeah, fuck it. Oh my god, you won't stop dripping pre-cum. You're soaking these sheets with it. Shh, you have to stay quiet. Be a good boy and be quiet. Yeah, you stay quiet, and I'll keep jerking you off until you get that sweet release that you need. How badly do you need it? Yeah. Oh, I know you've been such a good boy. You deserve to come. Are you getting close for me already? Yeah, you are, huh? Oh, no, you're not allowed to come yet. No, you're not. Oh, no, you want to, but... Oh, you're gonna come now. Then we better stop. With you. Feeling my hand wrapped around your cock made me all wet and horny. You know what happens when I get this wet? Feel. Here, give me your hand. Feel that wet little pussy. Yeah, I need to use my slut no matter where we are. thing I'm not wearing any panties underneath your big shirt. I can just slide right on top of you. Let me hold your arms above your head so you stay still. And then I can take what I want from you. Because you're a good boy. And you'll give it to me when I need it, won't you? Now stay quiet. Oh. Moans are getting a little bit too loud. Oh my god. It's hard not to come when my tight, wet pussy is wrapped around your dick, isn't it? Yeah, squeezing you so tightly. You feel my soft ass cheeks against your thighs. Yeah, bouncing on your dick. You know what this pussy needs. Yeah, she needs you to fill her up with all of your cum. Yeah, you're gonna give me a big cream pie in your bed. I don't care how messy it gets. You're gonna give me a big fat load in this pussy while your parents are right next door. Oh, you're such a naughty boy for me. This is the very reason why they should be more concerned about you. You're a crazed, pussy-hungry little slut. All of the time. Yeah. Oh, you can't do anything without thinking about it, can you? No. Oh, you're just so fucking obsessed with this tight little pussy. And whenever I offer it up, you can't resist, can you? They're gonna hear you, and then they'll find out what a slut you are. Yeah, you're gonna come for me. Oh, yeah, I want you to come deep inside of this pussy. I want you to come inside of me right now. Yeah. Fill up this pussy. I want it dripping all over your sheets, making a big sticky mess for your parents to find. So they can know what a dirty, filthy slut you are for me. Yeah. Yeah, come on. Oh, fuck. I want you to come. Fuck. I want you to come for me, you dirty slut. Oh, come on, give me that gum. Give me that fucking gum. Oh, that's a good boy. Come in this pussy. Yeah. Oh, right there. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I can feel it dripping all over my thighs. Oh, my God, we're so bad. Oh. Hey, come back here. I want you to be my little spoon again. Let me hold you some more. You did such a good job giving me that cock. Just like I asked of you. You make me feel so good. Oh, my pussy feels so satisfied because of you. I can't help myself when I'm around you. You're just so sexy and I want you all the time. I know it's probably inappropriate to have sex in your old room, but I needed it, and I think maybe you needed it more than I did. I just want you all the time. I know I'll try not to take advantage of you too much more on this trip. No promises, though. I love you so much. I want you to get some sleep now. And I know that speech is going to be amazing tomorrow. You'll do an excellent job. I know you will.